See you. was El Sunny with How Does It Feel. Before that's Yoshito Fujigami with Virgin Island. Before that's Kilinji with Kyomo Darekano Hanjoubi. Or today is somebody's birthday. Up next, we're going to have James Felix with Open Up. Oh yeah, don't you love it when you just hear those tunes and then you close your eyes and imagine you're cruising alone the golden shores of California. You're in a Cadillac convertible and there's nothing to do for the entire afternoon but just drive. I think that's what these songs are about.
Open your eyes and you will see.
person really loves somebody and the other doesn't know it's true, does picture her like a faithful puppy?
Thank you.
was Ray Parker Jr. with A Woman's Love, and that one was from 1981. Before that, we had Richie Family with Walk With Me. I think that one was from 1982, maybe. Well, but that's not very important, because statistically speaking, right now is the best time to play some Barry White. But no, I'm not going to play Barry White, because I don't even have that in my computer right now. Probably also because I don't like his hairstyle. Also, his fashion sense is, let's just say, not the best. Well, since we're not playing Barry White, I want you to hear something that's relatively new, at least from a DJ's perspective. Here's Craig Runk with Ooh Baby, You're Driving Me Crazy. Let me tell you, that song right there was better than Barry White's entire discography. I'm not saying it's bad, I'm just saying that it doesn't take a full beige outfit to make, you know, love making music. This is fine too. And Craig Runk, Ooh Baby, from 1982, and was released exclusively in Japan. This record right now is extremely hot, because this song is becoming a hit, at least in China. As far as I know, it's kind of random, but it's not even on Spotify. I'm Max. We're gonna have the last song of tonight. Yes, it is that time again for yours truly to go. And in China right now, I'm actually gonna have lunch. Anyway, I hope you have a great rest of your weekend and a great start of your next week. Hopefully, you've enjoyed the past hour with me. I am DJ Lee, and this is City Pop Central. The last song I'm going to play is dedicated to all those sweet summer days. It's called Summer Candles by the Japanese singer An Li. Thank you.
Welcome to Ebony Spectrum, and you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, WRCT.org.
At this point in time, I would like to introduce Baba Akili. He will be representing the IBW board. He will also be representing Black Lives Matter Grassroots, and he'll also have a letter to read from the family of Malcolm X.
Welcome, and thank you all so much for this particular honor. For me and my household, it is said that I may not remember my children's birthday, but I always remember Malcolm's birthday. And Malcolm and I shared something together. We both came into enlightenment and consciousness as we were locked up. We both changed our lives when we got out. So it's particularly important and special to me. And I want to thank the chair of the board and the president of the Institute of the Black World, Ron Daniels, for allowing this. I'm going to read to you this letter, a moving letter, a letter that I think communicates and shares the thought and the appreciation. On April 14th, 2025, dear Dr. Ron Daniels, I extend my deepest gratitude for your unwavering advocacy on behalf of the work of my family and for the meaningful tribute you have organized in honor of my grandmother, Miss Louise Little. The delegation you and IBW 21st Century assembled to journey to the birthplace, to the countryside in Grenada, West Indies, embodies the spirit, the humanity, and responsibility that has long guided our family. As I expressed at Mother AME Zion Church 14 years ago in 2011, I remain proudly thankful for the unwavering commitment to the cause of both civil and human rights. Please be advised that I wholeheartedly support the pilgrimage and the devotion and the reverence that it brings. I commend every member of the delegation for the time, the energy, and the love that you bring to this country and to the people. May your travels be safe and impactful, and may the people of Grenada continue to thrive and grow strength in their enduring pursuit of freedom and justice. Lastly, may our Lord of the worlds continue to guide and bless you all. With love and appreciation, Dr. Ileana Chavez, Board Chairwoman, Malcolm X, and Dr. Betty Chavez Memorial and Education Center. Thank you.
And the last of our solidarity statements, I would like to introduce Mr. David Abdullah. He's a political leader, Movement for Social Justice member, and a regional executive committee, and the Assembly of Caribbean People of Trinidad and Tobago. Mr. Abdullah.
Thank you very much, Sister Paulan. All protocols previously observed. Sisters and brothers, good afternoon. Not hearing you. Good afternoon. It's a great afternoon, isn't it? When we could be here on this particular spot to remember and honor a woman of this soil, Louise Langdon Little. And of course, we remember through her son Malcolm, whose birthday will be on Monday. Centennial of his birthday would be Monday. I want to leave you with just two words that I ask you to remember. The first one is history. History, because if we don't know where we have come from, we can't understand where we are today, and we sure will not know where we are going tomorrow. And one of the problems of Caribbean societies is that the colonial education system never taught us our real history, which is the history of ordinary working people who fought, gave their lives, struggled, sacrificed to make this Caribbean a civilization of which we can all be proud. because we can truly be proud of the tremendous people who we in the Caribbean have produced, one of them who we honor today. And one of the things that we have to break, we have to emancipate ourselves from mental slavery and change our education system so we understand and know our true history. The second word is solidarity. Now, I know about solidarity because I was an officer of the Oilfields Workers Trade Union in Trinidad and Tobago for 39 years. The union, that union, would not have started without someone called Tubal Uriah Buzz Butler, who was from where? I hear you, Grenada. But of course, Trinidad and Tobago, we claimed him as our national hero too. And one of my comrades said, if you want to see Grenada and St. Vincent, start at the bottom of Lavanty Hill and go up the road. Or start in Point and come through Labre and head to Faizabad and Palisade. All the Grenadians understand what I'm talking about, not so? Right. And I came up the hill, I met a brother, he said his name was Leslie. Rather Leslie from Point, I went to UWE with him. So, solidarity is important. And what this is about with the delegation that Brother Ron Daniels brought is demonstrating solidarity in a real way, not just with talk, but with action. And we in Trinidad and Tobago and the Oilfields Workers Trade Union, and I'm just giving us a solidarity message. I will not say all the things we did in solidarity with the Grenadian Revolution, with Morris and everybody else. So I want us to say that we must not try to fight our battles individually by ourselves. Let us come together because we are stronger when we are together. And that means solidarity. So in the words of my former friend and comrade, and words that we use in the trade union movement and our political movement every time we end our speech, I say, forward ever, backward never, forward ever, backward never, forward ever, backward never. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. So we have come to one of my favorite parts in the program. We're going to have some artistic cultural dedication. And I want to introduce some friends of the organization. We're going to have gracing the stage, Labukan Creative Center and Lion Pride Percussions. Can we please put our hands together for our amazing artists, creators, who leap to be in community with us. We really appreciate them. So thank you all for being here today.
Prophets, while we stand aside. part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. So won't you help me say,
afternoon to everyone. It's a pleasure to see all you beautiful black people here. Yeah? You're beautiful? You believe you're beautiful? No, I'm trying all the movement like, beautiful black people, good afternoon.
Shots with connection. Too many loopholes in Babylon's system. Can you tell me when will it end? How many more die? Must carry this load? How many more die before we track down Zion's door?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. How's everybody doing today? Lovely. Well, we know that Louise Little Langdon, she was a fighter. We know that Malcolm was a fighter, he was a soldier. And we know that all of us are soldiers and fighters in the universal struggle for the improvement of the black situation. So this one here is from another fighter. I'm sure we all know him. His name is Bob Marley. I'm sure you all know this song too, so feel free to sing along. Ready? Mozambique,
Dandy unveiling assistants, please help me to the to my right, to your left. So the Institute of the Black World 21st Century, understanding the importance of the history and the legacy and the sacredness of this land, for Louise Langdon Little, will be donating to the family and to the Malcolm X Family Foundation here in Grenada a monument in the honor of Louise Langdon Little. So today what we would like to do is to temporarily mark this place, mark this sacred land, by unveiling a billboard that will be a representation, a minor representation of the monument we plan to put here. So on the count of three, we'll have the unveiling, and then I will have the distinct pleasure of introducing one of my favorite sacred people in the world to bless the monument, the space, and all of us here. All right, let's go. Y'all ready? Three, two, one, let's go! You guys so much. Can we have a round of applause for our cultural accompanists? They are remarkable. Can we put our hands together for them one more time? So the billboard that you're seeing here, it's just positioned here temporarily so everyone can see it, but it will be moved to where the tent is, so it will be visible from the road, right? This is sacred land. This is private land. But we're going to mark it in a way that whoever passes here knows the importance and the history of this space. All right. So I would now like to pass the mic, because I know Father Hugh is on the ground among the people type of religious and spiritual leader. He hails from
P.T. Martinique.
P.T. Martinique, right? Rooted deep in culture and history himself. And one of the themes of this weekend that emerged in many of the conversation was the importance of leading with vulnerability and how vulnerability is a beautiful strength and it allows us to connect with each other. One of the things that I admire about Father Hugh is that he is not scared to lead from his vulnerability, to lead from his humanity, even as a man of faith. And that is a great example for me as a young woman or youth in the church. We really appreciate all what you do. Thank you for being here. Thank you for answering the call, as always, and I will pass it to you.
Thank you, Sister Pauline, and good afternoon to everyone. I'm going to wear a stole from Mother Africa, and specifically from Ghana, gifted to me a few months ago. So we pray. God of our ancestors, God of yesterday, God of today, God of tomorrow, we invite your presence here this afternoon as we honor your daughter, our sister, our mother, Louise Langdon Little. She was, and she is for us, a pillar of wisdom, of courage, and of black pride. She was born from a legacy of survival and resistance.
She was not yet here on this very ground in freedom's light. And out of her very womb, Lord, you brought forth Malcolm X, your son, our brother, whose life was founded on justice, a foundational principle of God. Lord, our ancestors have fought, have preached, have toiled, have shed blood for the gift of freedom. And today we stand here to honor them and to thank them and to remember them. May this monument that will be erected on this spot, on this ground, this sacred ground, may not only be a monument made of stone and wood, but maybe be a seed. May it be a fire that will burn in our hearts and minds, that we will never grow tired and weary of fighting for freedom, for breaking new forms of ways of which we are colonized. And Lord, in all aspects of ways of which we are oppressed, oh God, we pray as black people that we will have the courage and the zeal to not remain quiet, but stand and let our voice be heard. And may we not be afraid for what our ancestors have started. We're invited today to continue. And so we ask you to open the heavens, and may your many blessings fall down upon this place. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Oh Lord, kumbaya. And the people of God say, amen. And the people of God say, and the people of God say, may God bless you.
Thank you so much, Father Hugh. At this point in time, he has been acknowledged many times